episode number 143. New features and more to come.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Another week, another podcast. That's right. It's Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
You ready for another week?
Action packed.
That's right.
We're going to kick it off with, we're going to talk about the board upgrade and some features that you might have seen but just didn't know how to use and what's going to come in the future. We're going to talk about some guy losing his job.
We knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, well, this actually is pretty much, documented, but they're actually saying, yeah, this somebody really got fired over this one. We'll talk about that. Got a nifty email to read. And talking about a couple other hodgepodge, mishmashio, whatever at the end of it. We got a product review somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
So, to start off, the board upgrade.
Yeah, we did that last Sunday.
Yeah.
Last Sunday, early in the morning. We're on V-Bulletin 3.7 now, which includes a lot of new features.
Some of them are currently disabled.
Turned off, so you guys can't see them.
That's right, but we're doing some testing.
Yeah.
I guess the first thing that people might notice is the social bookmarking.
Social, yeah, definitely at the end of every page of threads.
Every thread, yeah. You can submit it to things like Dig or StumbleUpon or
Delicious.
And
Google.
And Google. It's pretty cool. It's a good way to, just kind of submit it to another outlet, I guess, the real benefit to it. You can kind of share it with everybody else outside of the community. Definitely use it. I've used it a few times, and it's pretty easy. I use Dig.
If you have an account, all you got to do is hit the button. It transfers everything through.
Yeah. And then dig it.
Yeah, that's it.
You may have looked at your, if you haven't looked at your own profile.
That's completely different now.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's more of a social type thing, too. I mean, the world is turning into a social networking extravaganza.
Yeah.
And you can leave messages in people's profiles, and it's kind of like your own little sounding board.
I'm noticing more friend requests. I'm getting more friend requests on the board now.
That's right. Which leads me into some things that that aren't available just yet. We'll talk about that. But check out your profile if you haven't. It's completely different, and it's got some new features. Play with it. Have some fun with it. And let us know if there's any bugs.
Yeah.
Anything else that they can see right now? I can't think of anything. I think that's a big deal.
Tagging.
Oh, that's right. Thread tagging.
Yeah.
That's kind of handy. It's kind of like an alternative way to search for things.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
A faster way, I think, because then you can search through the tags as well.
And then when you go to the search, I think the search page, it'll have the tag cloud, and you can see what other people...
Right, and you can just click on a tag, say someone tags a thread that says 5th gen.
Right.
And every instance where a thread was tagged 5th gen, it will show up when you click on the 5th gen tag.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's neat.
Play with it. You'll get used to it, and you'll find good use for it. What we've got turned on right now for just Chris, you and I, and our moderators, is blogging.
Yes.
And this has been something that we've been kicking around for a while. When we've talked in the past, over the past 6-8 months at least, about something coming along, it was the blogging system.
Right.
We had another solution in place, but we decided against it at the last minute. And now we're working with what we've got, and we really like it.
Yeah.
Just hit the blogs link in the nav bar on the top of the board, and you can see some blogs that were just started. Mine and Chris,
Ted,
one of our moderators, and Mikey and Dave Deal, better known as Phantom TA. He's got a blog going.
Okay.
We're gonna roll that out gradually. Premium members are next.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty fun. It's kind of like one of those things. What I use it for is when I just don't care if I get a reply or not.
Yeah.
And I'll just post it there instead of on the board. It's kind of fun. New features there too. Anything else for right now that we've talked about?
For right now, no.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. No. But definitely more coming along. Our community is going to get pretty networked together in some very cool ways.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. Give it a shot. The wiki contest.
It's still going on.
Yeah.
It's June 1st today.
Yeah, it is. As we
speak. Second, as you listen to this,
right.
And the contest is still going because we're just not getting enough entries here.
Where the hell are you experts anyway?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's people don't know how to use the wiki. I mean, it's fairly easy. Sometimes people are a little intimidated by new things.
Mm-hmm.
But you've done something that's going to help out a lot.
Well, I sure as heck hope so. I made a video of how to create an entry in a wiki. Any wiki, really. I mean, they're all pretty universal.
Yeah.
I used ours, obviously, as a way to demonstrate just how easy it really is. And every entry that is created and contributed to by the author that uses the same username as on their message board when they create an account on the wiki is an entry to the contest. And we're giving away a whole bunch of stuff, but if we don't get enough action in this, we're going to have to cancel something. So, Chris, you're going to put the video link in the show notes?
Yes.
Okay, of this podcast. And you can probably find it on videos.camaroz28.com as well. You guys really got to get involved with this wiki thing. It's pretty easy. It's a lot easier than you think. It's easier than I thought.
Yeah.
And you can win some cool prizes. I mean, just shut up and do it.
CamaroWiki.com.
That's right. All right, the guy that got fired.
Yeah.
Moving on to that.
There's been some discussion in the thread, you know, in the Newsbot thread for the win, that the guy didn't deserve to be fired. What he did was bad, yeah. What is the reaction? I don't know. That got received when the photos got out there.
The bottom line is this. The guy, if I read it right, and I don't know if it's fact or not, but he's a 28-year veteran.
Okay.
He knew better. Okay. Look, I used to work in an oil plant. I've mentioned that a couple of times. Even back 10 years ago, before the internet was anything close to what it is, you could not take a camera into an auto plant, period. You do not do it.
And they I'm sure there's a ramification spelled out. I mean, you will be fired.
Usually the word termination is the primary word that's used.
Okay.
Now, people will argue that he didn't take pictures of anything that that we didn't already know about.
Right.
That may be true, but it's not his decision to make. The rule is the rule, and if they didn't set an example with this guy, then the next guy that did bring a camera phone in and did take pictures of something that he really shouldn't have, that nobody knew about except people inside that plant, could be devastating for the company, and the company is in the business to make money. They could lose money that way. I think it sucks he got fired. I really do, but if he's a 28-year veteran, he knew better.
He had to know better.
Sorry, but it's true. You know, you don't do 125 in a 55 zone and say, "Oh,
well, there was nobody on the
there's
road."
There's nobody on the road. That's right, exactly. Well, I mean, I've done that, but but that wouldn't be my excuse. I mean, I feel bad for the guy. I'm sure his intentions were genuine. You know, maybe he just wanted. Somebody said he wanted to show his kid.
Yeah.
But look what still happened.
Yeah.
And it could have been bad. So they have to. It's due process. They have to do it. Yeah. I'm sorry to say it. What do you guys think? You want to argue with me about it? Let's fight.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
We got an email this week, too.
I really don't want to fight. I thought it was kind of cool sounding right there. Yeah, we got an email from somebody who doesn't want to fight. I got it right here in front of me. It's from our friend, I'm a dude 1134, Tim Damiano. I think I got that right finally after about 7 or 8 tries. Now, Tim, I'm sorry, buddy. I got to paraphrase this in the interest of time because we've been running really long on previous podcasts. So I'm just going to kind of get to the good parts here or the, you know, whatever. Hey, Chris.
The meat.
The meat. Thank you, sir. Hey, Chris and Jason, it's I'm a dude 1134. Been a while since my last email, but I've been pretty busy. Congrats to Jason on being picked for the focus group. Sounds like he had a hell of a blast there. The comments at the in-house discussion that we had in the podcast that week was great. He says, it sucks that they give you so much info that you can't talk about it. I know that it would be eating me alive. That's true. It is so tough because now I can't even give my personal opinion on things because it will
without having to think.
It will lead to... like, there's a topic out there right now that I really want to comment on and set things straight.
Yeah.
But I can't because it let things out. He said, here's the meat here. I saw a new Malibu in the parking lot the other day, and as I walked past, I noticed that the side marker light on the rear, the opening that the bulb came through was shaped like a Chevy bow tie. I thought it was pretty awesome that they would put such detail into something that seems so minor. My question probably can't be answered by Jason because he was in the focus group, so this may only be Chris. Do you think that the new Camaro will have any styling touches like that?
Maybe.
I can answer that question.
Yeah?
I can't. I'm not going to get specific, but... Just quickly, this is kind of bizarre, but I'll get right. It's tied in together. My dad had a 56 Chevy Nomad with a 327 and a 4-speed. The thing was badass. It lit the fronts up in second gear, and I think third, too. It was crazy. If I remember right, if memory serves, like the high beam indicator on the dash was shaped like a Chevy bow tie.
Oh.
It wasn't, you know, it was like a little Chevy bow tie that lit up blue. And then when you got your Trailblazer SS, Chris, there's a Chevy bow tie in right on top of the speedometer, I think maybe just below it. It's kind of embossed in the little plastic area. And I thought, oh, cool, they brought that back. And now that I have a Trailblazer SS, I like that little Chevy bow tie. It doesn't do anything but sit there. It doesn't light up like my dad's Nomad. But it's cool that it's there. Now, I can tell you that there are touches like that on this Camaro.
Okay.
There are things where they you know, didn't have to be there. It's just kind of for decoration. And they're subtle.
It's the minute details.
And they put details into this.
Yeah.
I think I can say this without getting yelled at. They tried to design the car so very few spot welds would be visible.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about this.
Did I talk about this before?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Then if I didn't get yelled at about it, then I won't now. They say, hey, let's make it so it's not, you know, sometimes you open a car door and there's bolts and studs and nuts and twigs and berries, you know, stuck there. And for some reason, they just said, hey, let's engineer it so it's nice and smooth and clean, the way that a Camaro maybe should be. So, yes, there are definitely styling touches.
Nice.
He also talks about how he was at Knott's Berry Farm, and he saw he's at the gift shop and saw a really cool Chevy Bumblebee hat.
Oh, okay.
From the Transformers.
Yeah, he included a picture of it, too.
Can you post that in the show notes?
Sure.
Yeah. Stick it in your gallery. in your album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Tim, thanks for that email. That's great. Good stuff. Turtle wax. People have been talking to me, asking me about this, and I finally got around to using it just yesterday.
Well, we talked about this about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. The Turtle Wax Total, what is it? Turtle Wax Ice Total Interior Care.
Right.
We were pretty amazed that it would clean pretty much everything on the interior of a car, including fabric, and then the lens on your speedometer, and then just your dash. I finally got around to trying it, and I tell you what, the stuff is the bomb.
Is it the bomb?
It's for a quick way to clean your interior, and effectively, it works great.
Very nice.
It's kind of odd. It's like a white pasty gel, but it evaporates when it's spread across a surface like your dash. It just evaporates. Yeah. There's no trace of it left, but it leaves it clean.
So it doesn't leave like I don't know, residue.
Nope, none. Absolutely zero. And you can clean, like, you know, you use other products and you clean things that are smooth, like the LED display on your head unit, your car stereo.
Yeah.
It'll leave a streak. This doesn't. You can just go over everything, including the lens on your speedometer. It works great without scratching. Comes with a microfiber cloth, too. The only thing that I thought was a little odd about it is that the bottle we talked about is like a mustard bottle with that little valve at the top.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the deal was. Maybe mine was the one that they sent us was defective. But it's either, when you squeeze that bottle, it's either not coming out or it's coming out full blast. I was sitting in my driver's seat with trying to put it on the microfiber towel, the cloth that they give you. And every time I go to put some on, no matter how gentle I was, the bottle would kind of pop and all over me. And honest to God, I look like I can't. I just everywhere. It looked terrible. I looked like I was in some sort of like all male video. It was just bad. But thankfully, it just evaporates after a while.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But go to turtlewax.com, check it out, and if you see it on the shelf and you want to clean your interior, I like it better than anything I've used so far.
How did it work on your carpet?
Oh, I didn't use it on the carpet.
Oh, okay.
I didn't try it because I don't have any stains or anything in it.
Oh, okay.
I could give it a try. Maybe if I get another chance, I'll give it a try and we'll talk about it. But it's definitely a good way to clean it. I like it better than anything I've used so far.
Hmm.
So Turtle Wax Ice Total Interior Care or some crap like that.
Cool.
Use some Zeno stuff on the outside, though.
Yeah.
They turn out nice. Real nice. And, God, we got to wrap it up already. This has been a packed one. The Michigan GM event website is up.
When's the date this year?
October 4th.
October 4th.
All GM cars invited. One-day drag racing. Very cool, very fun.
Oh, heck yeah.
The event website is Michigan. No, wait. I'm sorry.
MIGMEvent.com.
MIGMEvent.com. All the details are there. You can always email if you have any questions.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be talking more about this as we get closer, too.
And yep.
As more and more sponsors jump on board.
Yeah, we always got to throw that in there. But yeah, check it out. And on the way here, we saw a Challenger in a parking lot.
Another one. This one was an orange with black stripes.
I don't think I've seen one that color at all.
Really?
Not that I can think of.
It's the second one I saw this week. The other one was driving down my street.
Big car.
Yeah.
Definitely a big car.
Yep.
Big and heavy. Probably weighs a lot.
Yeah.
Probably weighs so much it's going to be a miserable failure. Maybe we'll save that for next week's podcast. So tune in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go and get in my 5,000-pound 13-second Trailblazer SS and go home. See you guys later.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Episode number...
I couldn't help it.
We should put this at the end.